Now, how do you know that you are loved? Good question, isn't it? How do you know that you are loved? Is it because somebody says, I love you? Or is it because of somebody's action towards you? It's not necessarily an either-or question kind of there. Both are true, aren't they? How do you know that you are loved at Christmas? Is it because when you woke up, there were presents wrapped underneath a Christmas tree? Is it because somebody gave you a gift, or is it something else? Let me ask you this. Have you got something from somebody that loves you today? There's a few things. People go, yes, there are. And I can say, yes, I have as well. So, yes. And, you know, from my experience, most of the time they're really thoughtful. Gifts that are thought, you know, it's not just, oh, we've just got to do it, an obligation. When there's a sense of love in there, you have a sense of, I want to invest myself into this and give to you. And give something that is meaningful, something that may have a purpose, something that may be fun, enjoyable, all the various things, or something that has deep meaning. Today, being Christmas, we're actually going to focus on what it means for love to be made real. You know, we use the word love so much in our society. You know, how many people love chocolate? Awesome. How many people love McDonald's? I know there's a few people here. I wasn't looking at you. They were up there. We use love in so many different ways. You know, I love being on holidays. I love country music. Actually, I don't, but there's an option for you. But it's those kind of things we're using. I love this, I love that, and it has some kind of sense of kind of meaning, but it's not the depth that we want. When we're thinking about love, there's so much more. When we use the word love and it actually has an action associated with it, not just a word, but an action associated with it, then it actually has so much more depth and meaning for us. It actually, believe it or not, love put into action actually changes the world. It doesn't keep it as it is, it changes the world. And this is what happened when Jesus was born, that love was made real. There was an action there. God not only just said, I love you, but actually gave you a clear action. The birth of Jesus, the life of Jesus, in the person of Jesus. Now, we heard from John's Gospel, and I wanted to use the New Living Translation because it translates that verse 14 in just a slightly different way that just gives it that sense of that when Jesus was born, that this understanding of the Word became flesh. In other words, God becomes flesh, and he was full of unfailing love and faithfulness. Jesus was that embodiment of the love of God for all of us, all the world, everybody. But let's listen to the account of the birth of Jesus as found in Luke's Gospel, and I'm just going to read it to you just really briefly. And at that time, the Roman Emperor Augustus decreed that a census should be taken through the Roman Empire. This was the first census taken when Quirinius was governor of Syria, and all returned to their own ancestral towns to register for this census. But because Joseph was a descendant of King David, he had to go to Bethlehem in Judah, David's ancient home. He traveled there from a village of Nazareth in Galilee and took with him Mary, to whom he was engaged, who was now expecting a child. And while they were there, the time came for her baby to be born. She gave birth to her firstborn son, and she wrapped him snugly in strips of cloth and laid him in a manger because there was no lodging available for them. Now, when you read that, you go, how's that an expression of love? How is the birth of Jesus in a stable, that we have, and we have a manger up there with with burlap cloth and all that kind of burlap cloth and all those kind of things, and we go, how's that an expression of love? It is. It's love being made real, because the birth of Jesus actually is a fulfillment of a whole series of prophecies. In other words, this is what God is going to do. This is, and we use a term, the Messiah is going to come. That is the Savior, the Anointed One. And when we focus upon the prophecies, and we've been looking at some of the prophecies from Isaiah, talking about the book of Isaiah in the Old Testament, talking about the Messiah coming and how Jesus fulfills those. And as we look at that and the leading up to Christmas this year, we've been looking at it, we've been seeing how Jesus fulfills those prophecies. I just want to share with you one more. It's from Isaiah 9, chapter 9, verse 6, and it says, for a child is born to us, a son is given to us. The government will rest on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. The prophecy of Jesus Christ being born. And we hear that, and that we know that that is what Jesus is. He is God's love made real for all of the world to see. I want to tell you a story. It's a story about a 90-year-old lady, and it does, it's not that 90-year-old ladies are forgetful at all. My mum's 90, so and she's still pretty good. She's still very sharp and remembers a lot of stuff. So it's not about, being old and 90 and stuff like that. But let me tell you this story anyway. So there's this story about this 90-year-old lady who on one Christmas was thinking that she would do something slightly different this year, because getting out and buying presents was starting to get a little bit more difficult. So what she did is she went down to the bank and got a whole bunch of money that she was going to put in Christmas cards for all of her family. And so she organized this money, and then she sat down and started writing all the Christmas cards, and she wrote out every Christmas card and wrote on them, at the end, signed her name, and then said, and buy your own present. And then she put them in the envelopes, put the stamps on there, and posted them all out. And then after Christmas, she was wondering how it all went. And she sat down at her desk where she did all of that preparation, and she looked in the drawer and found the wad of money all sitting in there. Everyone had got a Christmas card from her this year that just signed off, buy your own present. We all like gifts, don't we? We all like to receive them from those that we, who we love and who love us. And we also love giving them as well. Jesus said this in Acts 20, verse 35. He says, it is more blessed to give than to receive. And we take that on heart and we go, isn't it wonderful that we can actually express our love by giving a gift this year? But God has blessed all of us, each and every one of you has been blessed with the birth of Jesus. God has given to us. And we need to receive that if we want to have it for a moment. Think about it for a moment. When you love somebody, one of the things that you do is actually give a gift to them to express that love. It might be of your time. It might be of yourself in service. It might be about how you're attended to the other person. You might speak loving words to that person. All of this is true with God as well, and with the birth and life of Jesus. All of these attributes of love are made real in the birth and life of Jesus. God's love is made real in Jesus. Imagine for a minute with me that that all of your responsibilities are being placed on your own shoulders. You have to do everything. And just like that, just like the old lady who wrote out the cards and that said, buy your own, we in the world often think that that's what we have to do. We have to do it all ourselves. We have to be on our own all the time. But we ignore the gift that God has given us, which is Jesus. And when in reality, what is written from God to us is that, well, he loves you, each and every one of us, so much so that God has already paid for your gift. That it is the greatest expression of love is made real in the birth of Jesus. You know, the very classic verse that we hear so much about Christianity from Christians and across in the media, and it just wraps it up so beautifully, is John 3:16. It does. It says, "For God did what? So loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes him shall not perish but have eternal life." That is love made real in Christ Jesus, isn't it? Like with all gifts that, you know, that are given, you know, we have to actually use it. We have to do something with it. We don't just go, oh, God's given us a gift of Christ and what does that mean for us? And we do nothing. No, we have to use it. Further on the story of Jesus' birth found in Luke's gospel, we actually find that the shepherds in the field actually hear about the birth of Jesus. They hear about this amazing announcement of the birth of the Messiah, of the Savior coming. And the angels announce it to them and they do something. So let's just hear what they say. "That night, there were shepherds staying in the fields nearby, guarding their flocks of sheep. And suddenly an angel of the Lord appeared among them and the radiance of the Lord's glory shone around them. They were terrified, but the angel reassured them. 'Don't be afraid,' he said. 'I bring you good news that will bring great joy to all people. The Savior, yes, the Messiah, the Lord has been born today in the city of Bethlehem.'" Notice the announcement. Notice that they're going, okay, the Messiah's here, the Savior, the one we're looking for, the gift that God is giving us. "And you'll recognize him by this sign. You will find a baby wrapped snugly in strips of cloth, laying in a manger." And suddenly the angels were joined by a vast host of others and the armies of heaven praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven and peace on earth to whom God is pleased." And when the angels had returned to the heavens, the shepherds said to each other, "Let's go to Bethlehem, see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." They hurried to the village and found Mary and Joseph. And there was a baby laying in a manger. And after seeing him, the shepherds told everyone what had happened and what the angel had said to them about this child. All who heard the shepherd's story were astonished. But Mary kept all these things in her heart and thought about them often. The shepherds went back to their flock, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen. It was just as the angel had told them. Now, the question that we have for us today is how are we going to respond to this gift of love? How do we respond to the gift of love that God has given us in Jesus Christ? Are our hearts going to be filled with joy? Are we going to praise God with all of our hearts? Just remember this, that God loves you. Jesus came because of his love for you and for me. That's why he left heaven. That's why he came to the stable. That's why he was there in the loneliness of Calvary. That's why he endured the agony on the cross. And that's why he was raised again. Jesus came to reconcile us to God, the Creator. Jesus came to be the bridge between God and us. Jesus came to restore to us God's intentions for our lives. Jesus came to reach out to all people. He came for you because he loves you. Things such as sin and evil, injustice, unfairness, and acts like happened at Bondi, they are all problems and pain and anxieties in our life. But Jesus came not to give those, but to relieve those. He came because he loved you and wants to give you life. He came to give you hope for the future. He journeyed from heaven to here because he loves you. So let's give him praise this morning because of his great love. Because Christmas time is a time of love and joy and hope and peace. And may you truly have the joy of Christmas this year. May you truly have the hope of Christmas this year. May you truly have the peace of Christmas this year. And may you truly have the love that is made real in Jesus Christ this year. Let me just pray. I'm just going to invite the band to come up. Oh, Lord God, this year when we have been inundated with news about what has happened at Bondi and we are reeling with anguish and pain and anxiety, Lord, help us to see that your love is greater than all the evil deeds, that your love goes beyond our actions, that we can indeed have your love and joy and peace and hope this year. May we have this, and may you continue to guide our lives. We ask this in your holy name. Amen.